So, sorry, I got a phone call in the middle of that. What I was saying is how individualized learning apps can kind of pigeonhole students into one type of learning or one avenue of learning that maybe won't work best for them in the long run, or maybe they grow out of that type of learning and this app is really still driving them in this one direction. So I connected those ideas about data security and individualized learning apps to multiple pathways of learning, because that's what they are. And then I also connected it to the idea of how do we adapt to online learning, because data security is always one of the number one considerations when selecting your tools and apps that you're going to use in your classroom, especially with minors and the FIPA privacy laws that go along with it. So that's a little bit about my mind map. I hope that makes a little bit more sense when you're looking at it. I know it's a little bit jumbled, but I tried to make it as clear as possible.